Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good middle of the night, and welcome back to Cases of Color. How are you all? So I am back with a totally different type of podcast. I was really intrigued by the documentary that I kept seeing a trailer for called Don't Fuck with Cats, and I had to watch it. And I'm like, why don't I review it on the show? And if you guys absolutely fucking hate this, comment underneath the Instagram post like, yo, don't ever do this again. And I will never do it again. However, there are a lot of really good documentaries that come out. And I feel like sometimes people are like, should I watch this? Should I not? And this is my way of kind of minimal spoilers, because I would really like for you all to enjoy it and get to watch it in full. It is a 3-part documentary, but I also want to give a review on what my personal thoughts of it and just some critiques and little sidebar conversations. So yeah, if you like this, please let me know. I'm going to share it on Twitter and on Instagram as well. So please let me know in my mentions or in my DMs or in my comment section if this is a totally trash ass idea and you don't like it, or if you really like it. And by the way, the very next episode that I'm going to put out on New Year's Eve is going to be about an actual case. So I know that I've kind of slowed down with the cases. I've switched it up a little bit for the holidays. But after today, we will be back to cases. So before I get started, if you are not following Cases of Color on Instagram and Twitter, what are you doing? It's at Cases of Color on Instagram and at Cases of Color on Twitter. Also, I do want to warn everybody, I got another cold from my children on Christmas. So I literally sound like Cat's died. Oh no, that was not a good... I'm leaving it. Fuck it, I said it. I just sound really bad. That's what I meant. I sound really, really bad. So anyways, I have worn this intro out. Let's get into this podcast episode, you guys. You guys, don't fuck with cats. So to give you a little synopsis about this docuseries, it is a 3-part series, and the preview was very intriguing. When I saw it, I was genuinely interested in like, what? I literally like, what the fuck is this about? Like, what is this about? I'm interested. And oddly enough, you see this very intriguing preview and this woman talking about how there is like unwritten rules on the internet. And she's like, you know, the internet, you can find all types of shit, pornography, you know, and she goes down the list, like deep seedy shit, the dark web, blah, 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 blah. She's like, but there's a rule, an unwritten rule, rule number zero. And rule number zero is don't fuck with cats. And you can tell by the preview that they see this video of someone killing these cats. And I'll get more in detail in a minute. It's very sad. And they basically go on this hunt to figure out who is this person who is killing the cat. And that is the premise, or what seems to be the premise, for this docuseries. But when I tell you, it is so much more, like so much more stuff happened besides just the killing of the cats and figuring out who killed these cats and it stopping there. I was literally blown away, because at first I'm like, okay, hopefully I don't hate this, and like all I have is a really bad review, like 4 thumbs down for this docuseries. But I honestly was really blown away because it took a turn that I was not expecting, and it really turned into something that I just wasn't ready for, but I genuinely enjoyed it. I was literally on the edge of my seat for all 3 parts. Like, I had to finish it all at one time. I was so interested and intrigued, and Don't Fuck with Cats definitely did not disappoint. But I'll give my full rating and full thoughts on it at the end. If you haven't seen it and you want like absolutely no spoilers, like you just want to be surprised all the way through, then I think it's just in your best interest to not watch and maybe come back after you've watched it and then give your opinions from there. However, if you don't mind a tad bit of spoilers, because I am still going to leave some stuff up to the imagination so you all can actually enjoy it, but you just want to hear my thoughts on it and some bits and pieces, please stick along. I'm really excited about this. So it starts off with a woman named Deanna, and she talked about how on Facebook she does not use her real name, not for the sake of catfishing, but just she doesn't want people in her business. She's apparently like a tech data data analyst in Las Vegas for casinos and basically anything that involves those games that people sits at. She basically sits and does the data for it. Basically, what is the correlation? How often should people win? That's literally what her job is. So she is a self-described computer nerd. And she talked about how one day she was going through a really bad breakup. And she was just on the internet. You know, she'd come home, she'd get on the internet. And she got on the internet and she saw this video floating around. And it was of what appeared to be a young man killing two kittens. I'm going to describe in detail how these kittens were killed. It is very sad. If you don't like it, skip ahead. I'll try to leave a timestamp in the description box. So just look for that so you know where to skip ahead to. Long story short, this young man, you see him playing with two really cute kittens. So you see the video and it looks like, oh, you know, he's playing with kittens. Ah, kittens. Because people do love cats and cats are cute. I think cats are really freaking cute. If it wasn't for my husband, I would own one. And you see him playing with these kittens. And then all of a sudden you see the kittens on a bed. And the camera pans away so that you can see him sitting on the bed playing with the kittens. And then you see a bag, like a big ass plastic bag, and you start to realize that this is a vacuum sealed bag, like one of those good ones that sucks all the air out of the bag. So he puts the kittens in the bag, hooks up a vacuum hose attachment, and turns that shit on. Needless to say, he suffocated those kittens to death. When I tell you, I was like, yo, what the fuck? Now, I will let you know, if you don't like seeing graphic things like that, they show bits and pieces, but they do blur out a lot of the very graphic things when it comes to the kittens being killed. So just so you're aware and you don't have to worry about, you know, seeing anything like that. But it gets pretty damn close to seeing it. And I'll tell you, it's a lot to watch. I'll tell you that much. Long story short, they see this, and then she was enraged, she was upset, and then she found this group, and it was like, Justice for the Two Kittens or some shit like that on Facebook. And she's like, oh, we're gonna find who this is, and we're gonna report their ass for killing these cats. And when I tell you, this documentary is the definition of Twitter do your thing, Facebook do your thing, internet do your thing. If you're not familiar with these terms because you just live a better life than the rest of us and you stay off of social media, long story short, what people will do is when somebody makes like these racist remarks or beats someone up or, you know, any type of crazy shit, what they do is they will post a picture of this person, a still frame or the video or whatever, and they'll say, hey, find this person. And then if you look back, you'll see they found out where this person works, their full name, exactly who they are. Like, I thought I was like the Inspector Gadget of the internet. When I tell you, I'm the inspector of nothing when it comes to the way the internet can find shit. But the way they started analyzing this video, I was genuinely intrigued. Not that I'm not a smart person and that I wouldn't have thought of it, but the extent of the thought. And it just kind of shows that when you have a drive to discover something or uncover something, you will really go out of your way to figure that thing out. You know what I'm saying? And so what they did is they started looking at, you know, the sockets in the room. They started looking at the type of vacuum that he used, the cigarettes that were on the bed, because apparently when you're in a different country, the bottom of a cigarette looks completely different. So many things that they were analyzing. And it was just freaking nuts to me because I'm just sitting here and I'm watching this and I'm like, what the hell? Like, who would have thought of that? Even one of the videos, they literally turned it into still frames and just everything was a frame so that they could look at everything. They found the blanket that was on the, you know, the guy's bed, and that it was sold on eBay and that was sold internationally. You know, they couldn't find who it was, but they were able to find it. And I'm like, how did you guys do this? But nevertheless, they did it. It was done. And after the first video, you know, there was a break in time where there wasn't anything. And then all of a sudden, another video. And it's a video of a cat being eaten by a python. First of all, crazy, nuts, but like this person was at it again. And eventually it leads them to this young man named Luca Rocco Magnata. Now, I had to do my Googles. I'd never heard of this young man before. Like, as much as I pride myself on knowing about true crime, I'd never heard of him before. I will say, towards the end, it makes sense that we haven't heard of him, and I'm actually really glad that we haven't heard of him. But again, I'll get to that towards the end. So, long story short, Luca Rocco Magnotta was like a, what I like to call a fake aspiring model. He didn't have an actual modeling job. He wanted to be famous, but he just simply was not, and there's really no other way around it. And Luca was very vain, very into himself, took a lot of pictures, but it got to a point, once they started looking at his pictures, they started to realize, well, a lot of these are photoshopped, they are altered, they are fake, like they're not actually what he is trying to portray out here. What, you know, what the hell is this? And it got to a point where they're, you know, starting to look into him, and they were looking at his photos, you guys, and they were like figuring out where he was, looking at stuff in the background, going on Google and doing a street view, all the way till they narrowed it down to what apartment he lived in Montreal. And Deanna and this other man named John Green, because they were really on it, very non-biased, and like were doing a lot of background work just outside of the group. And what they did is they called the Montreal police. They said, hey, this guy has been killing cats online. And they were explaining to them, like, you know, we don't want something to happen to somebody else. So they were very clear about that. We do not want something to happen to anyone else. And, you know, they went and they looked into it, but they went to the apartment. The apartment was empty. And that was really just the end of it. They didn't really look into it any further. They didn't really pursue it very much. It's just pretty much that was that. So from there, you know, it just kind of goes cold. And after that, another video surfaces, and it's lunatic with an ice pick. And you, long story short, again, this is very graphic. You can see a man. He is standing over a body that is tied to a bed, and he kind of like, you know, rubs the body, pats the body, and then he stabs the body multiple times. And then on top of that, not only does he stab the body multiple times, but then apparently he has a dog in the apartment with him. He kills the dog too. Freaking nuts. And this is all getting posted on the internet, you guys. This is not getting like personally sent to people. This is getting posted on the internet. And from there, it goes into this manhunt to try to find Luca Rocco Magnotta. The wildest thing about this is, one, his ability to evade the police, to evade authorities, was nuts. Number two, he was, you know, very full of himself, and he would leave little breadcrumbs behind from little videos that the account that posted it liked, to some of the things that he would post himself, even some of the things he had said in the past. When I tell you, this dude was fucking nuts. Nuts. One of the reasons why I say he was nuts, and this is me just jumping around because, like I said, I want you guys to actually watch it, but one of the reasons why I feel he was just nuts, this man, in my opinion, because he claims that there was another person helping him, there's not another person that was helping him. I think he's full of shit. That's my personal opinion. I think that he is full of shit. He, in my opinion, from what I saw, made up this Manny Lopez, Emmanuel Manny Lopez, that was threatening him, that was forcing him to make the videos. He even went so far as to go to a lawyer about it. But there is literally no proof that Manny Lopez exists. There is literally no proof that he was getting phone calls from anyone on the nights that he did any of these things, or that anyone was with him, because they have CCTV footage, they have all these different things. He claims that this person was around and was calling him, forcing him to do these things. And like I said, he even went to a lawyer a year and a half before the murder and was spinning this whole Manny story, but could never provide proof of who Manny was, phone numbers, or anything of that nature. He even went so far as to tell his mother about Manny Lopez and his mom. Me and my friend joke about how sometimes mothers and their sons, like, they will turn a blind eye for their sons. This woman, when y'all see her on this documentary, the definition of, oh, that's my baby, so, yeah, Kanye shrug. Like, she truly believes that Manny Lopez is real. She does not believe that her son did this on his own. She believes that he was forced and that he would not have done this if it wasn't for Manny Lopez, this person who nobody can prove even existed in the first place, this person who literally sounds like a complete fabrication, and in my opinion, is a complete fabrication. On top of all of that, this boy was just out here wearing the shirt of one of his victims when he left, just creating fake names. And it's crazy how he was caught, because he bounced around from Montreal to Paris. They almost got him in Paris. Then he ended up in Berlin, at some shop. And I guess some of these places have internet cafes where they can, you know, people can just go into a booth and be on the internet for a certain amount of minutes and they pay for it. And he was literally looking up himself. He was so vain that he could not stop looking up himself, y'all. It was just the wildest thing I'd ever seen. And I will say, kudos to the people who went out of their way to look into this stuff. I know Deanna and John Green, they're in America, by the way. Those two were freaking livid when they found out that somebody died. And I will give them their props. They did do their due diligence to call people, to alert people, to warn people. And at first, Montreal police didn't take it serious. And somebody ended up dead because they got in contact with Montreal police about 3 months before this actual murder happened, which is really sad. Number two, I really admire the fact that they so selflessly pursued this. They poured a lot of time into this 18 months worth of internet work. I mean, down to looking up what type of vacuum was in this man's apartment. So kudos to them. And number three, I can respect people who do passionate pursuits of justice. So I'm going to give Don't Fuck With Cats a 4 out of 5. I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5. It was very well filmed. It was very well put together. It was very easy to follow. It was very clear on what was going on. I felt like the investigation was explained to me very well. I feel like I learned a lot about the perpetrator and a lot of intricate detail. I feel like sometimes when we watch these documentaries, we don't get a lot of intricate detail. We just gotta get a lot of retelling of the story versus a good breakdown. I like how they went into his past and how in the end they tied in a lot of loose ends on how they knew he was lying about certain things and how his vanity and who he was as a person played into him wanting to do this. And they did a lot of good links. I don't want to spoil them. I still want people to be able to listen to this and enjoy it. And I also really liked how they just really let you know who this person was. And there was still a sense of mystery, though. And I also like how they highlighted, did us giving him so much attention, something that he wanted, play into him going a step further from kittens and committing a murder? Again, it's that social media sensationalism that I talked about when I talked about the Kanika Jenkins. Because there was an instance where someone posed as Luca, however, comma, they actually really weren't him. They didn't even say the name. They asked if, hey, you're the person who kills cats. And he's like, yeah, I killed those kittens, you know, just whatever. And it wasn't even him. And the sad part is they harassed him so much, this person who was not the killer, that person ended up committing suicide. Now, they never said for sure that that's the reason why, but literally there was hundreds of thousands of hate messages. I know where you live. We know who you actually are. And then it turns out this man ends up killing himself. So they never directly stated that it was a correlation because there's no way to prove it, but you can tell that Deanna and John Green really didn't like that very much and that they were not really a part of that. They felt like the group got over-sensationalized, and I like that they talked about that too, that there's a difference between people who genuinely just want to do the work and get justice and people who just come on to over-sensationalize things and just turn it into an attention grab versus a pursuit of justice. So I really enjoyed that they talked about that. Last but not least, this is my only critique, something that got on my nerves, like my last nerves. It really pissed me off that these people could literally tell you about a man being stabbed to death with an ice pick multiple times. This person was also dismembered, by the way. Head, arms, and legs, and feet and hands all removed from this person's body. I would like to add that on there. And then mailed to government officials. And when they talk about that, they literally like straight face can talk about it. But then when they start talking about these animals dying, can I please have a moment? Listen, don't get me wrong. I love animals. I have a dog. I love my dog. I used to own a cat. I love my cat. I don't like when people be out here fucking up animals. Also, for those of you who follow true crime, you know that that is an indicator of somebody possibly becoming a serial killer because they move on from other people or other things that are more helpless, i.e. older women and children. And long ass story short, y'all, when I tell you, watching those people get more upset about an animal dying than describing a human being stabbed to death multiple times with an ice pick and then dismembered, it's just a pet peeve of mine. They care more about animals than they do about people. And my only other critique, and this is not directed at Deanna and John, I respected what they did because it's something that they cared about. But it's like, what if y'all pursued these black women getting kidnapped the way that you pursued these kittens being killed? What if you pursued these senseless acts where we don't know what happened to these people the way that you pursued these kittens being killed? And that's my only thing. That's my only thing that gets on my nerves. But that's just me being a little bit more conscious and not really being here for stuff like that happening and the way people disregard human life and then value animal life. When it comes to human life, they will not show that much regard. And I don't understand how you don't care about your own species like that. It just really doesn't make any sense to me. So that's my only critique for Don't Fuck With Cats. But 4 out of 5, I think it was a wonderful documentary. Honestly, I would even give it a 4.5 out of 5. It was a very good documentary. No, I'm going to drop back down to 4 out of 5 because I've seen some really great documentaries as well. So 4.5 out of 5. I really, really enjoyed it. I really liked it. Yeah, that's my thoughts on that. So this is my Don't Fuck With Cats review. Let me know what you think in the comments. If you've seen it, what are your thoughts on Don't Fuck With Cats? If you haven't seen it, go watch it so that we can discuss it. Hit me up on Twitter. Hit me up on Instagram because I will make a post for it. I definitely want to hear what you guys think. Like, what are your thoughts on Don't Fuck With Cats? I think it was a really good documentary and it was nuts. It had me on the edge of my seat. I was like, what's going to happen next? I think the only thing that killed it for me is just watching people care more about these animals than they care about humans. Minus that, it was phenomenal. It was really, really great. I mean, they had CCTV footage. I like when they have all the background stuff so I can really get to know what's going on. So anyways, that is my thoughts. Please follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Cases of Color on both platforms. And please hit me up and let me know what you think. Most of all, keep listening. And a free thing that you can do for me, if you enjoy Cases of Color, share it with a friend. Listen to it with a family member. Have a discussion about it amongst you and your peers. And let me know what you guys think. What do you guys talk about? It really makes me happy when you guys message me and you tell me how much you love the podcast, but most of all, how much you love, like, how it made you think about it or when it brings attention to something that you've never heard of before. So yeah, definitely continue to do that. I really, really greatly appreciate it. All right, you guys, have a wonderful evening or, you know, whatever.